Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
You know, the other day you came down and you were just kind of lit on fire with a message about Christ the Head. And I told you that that original message, the source of that message that I heard first from you was from the Spirit and the Wind messages and the CD series from that, which is, they're so dynamic and they have so impacted me. But Christ the Head is an amazing, amazing message. And at the time when I listened to it in the 90s, you completely validated everything that I had heard through Gene Edwards and about the, all of a sudden, everything made this grand connection. And I was so excited because all of a sudden I said, that's it. She put it in a succinct way, and she brought all these sources and tied them up in a pretty nice little bow. And, you know, not knowing that that's what the Lord had been developing and showing me. And I was so excited because I finally had something that clarified and spoke it real clear to me what I believed and what I had in my spirit, but I had not completely verbalized and formulated what I thought. So anyway, that CD series is amazing. But you the other day came down to the office. I was working, and you came down to the office, and you had, I mean, I could see your eyes were on fire. And so I said, let's tape this. And so I just recorded it on my iPhone, and I was thinking, how can I use this? Where can I put this? Because this is amazing. And I don't know what I'm going to do with it. You know, the podcast and everything in the ministry post-COVID is kind of changing. We're trying to figure out how we're going to proceed. We're listening to the Lord and how we're going to proceed in everything. And so there may be some changes coming. We don't know. We don't know what he's going to do, but we don't know who's going to be doing it specifically because of what you're about to say and where you're going and about Christ being the head. And if Christ is the head, then what we do is under the head, and that being under the head, he will be directing it. And so we're just open to whatever he's doing. So that all said, you came down and we needed a podcast for next weekend. And I said, let's go, let's do something. And you wanted to do it on this, which I'm excited about because I have the first part of that message in my iPhone. And again, I don't know what I'm going to do with that, but I could do something fun with it. I think I'm going to do something fun with it. I'm going to do something different with it. I got an idea. Okay. Anyway, I'm tempting people to think what it's going to be, but anyway, so give me what passion came down the stairs. This is this morning.
This morning, I'm on the church. And back in 90s?
Yeah, you did it in 90, I believe 96.
I saw it back then, but I don't think I've spoken about it in some time. But we've got to understand what the church consists of. And it's easy to think it's a denomination, that's the church. I have no objection to the organized church. God found me in one, and they will serve him on his terms. But the real church is something we need to grasp, because it's going to make a difference in how we think and deal with God and with others. Because the church is... I want to go back to the Garden of Eden, John.
That's a good place to start.
Because it all starts there. And of course, everybody knows that God gave two trees in the garden. One they could have endlessly, and the other one they could not have. The tree that they could not have was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is death. And it's taken a long time for me to really grasp what that meant. And I see that most of Christianity does not grasp it. Knowledge is God's prerogative. It's God's the only possessor of knowledge is God. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are at rest now in Christ. But we are not a source of knowledge. And what that means is that if you begin to think your way to reality, you will fail. If you think you can think apart from God, you will be lost. And the serpent tempted Adam and Eve to go ahead and eat of that tree. And I said I loved this because I discovered it in doing the tape of the month for September. No, August and September. That Eve reasoned her way into taking the forbidden fruit. She thought about it. It was attractive. It was looked good to eat, and she would be made into God. The enemy promised her that she would become a God. A God is one in that circumstance as one who is independently in power. That was a lie. She did not become God. She became a fallen creature separated from God. So the temptation to think is that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, where we decide things in categories. I've talked about that tree for 25 years, and it's always going to be standing before us as a temptation to be independent of God and think we know. And I learned to be aware of people who say, I know. Yes, I know that. I know that. I know. When do we ever really know? And so Eve persuaded Adam. And he fell for the same ambition. Ambition makes you think you can think. But the issue is that all knowledge, truth, and reality is in God. He will share it with us to no end of magnificent generosity. But knowledge belongs to God. The definition of flesh in the book of Romans in the Amplified says, flesh is sense and reason. Without the Holy Spirit. You see, all sin originates in the mind. We think sin rests in the body. No, it doesn't. It rests in the mind. Here's why. Because the mind, the way the mind goes, is the way the body goes. So Satan conquered by inserting thoughts to Eve and then to Adam. So, and the battle, there's so many books written about the battlefield of the believer is the mind. The battle is in the mind of thoughts and words. So God made that forbidden. It was like saying, this tree will kill you. You think on your own apart from God, and you will be so deluded that you will die. He was perfectly honest with them and perfectly cared for the two children in the garden.
I was looking down at Colossians 2 and 3, and you mentioned this, and it's awesome. Christ in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That scripture, this is awesome. I want to go back to the tree of knowledge real quick. That scripture ends the pursuit of knowledge, because it tells you where the knowledge is. So we have sought for, you know, our entire history, we've sought knowledge. We've lusted after knowledge. We've wanted to know outside of God. We've been in a madness to know outside of God.
Within ourselves.
Within ourselves. We wanted the power. Mm-hmm. That's really what it was. It wasn't just so you could eat from that tree. You wanted the power that that tree could give you. And so the amazing thing in this scripture, it says, basically, I'm going to, you know, revert it. It says, all treasures of wisdom and knowledge are found in Christ. And you said that, and I immediately looked up the scripture, and I was like going, that's it. That's the end. That he literally said, I'm going to show you the end of it all. In me is found all your wisdom and knowledge. Yes, I understand you're always going to want knowledge and always going to want wisdom, but you're going to find it in me. And if you don't go to me, you're not going to find it, because I am the tree of life. Mm-hmm. And that tree of life that I prevented you from in the garden after they fell, he prevented them from eating from that tree, because then they would be like God. They would be forever, never, never. There would be no end to man. And so he put the angel there to block Okay. He said, no more will you eat from the tree of life because you're not going forever. You're not going to become a god of unto yourself. You chose that other tree. And so he prevented them with the angel. And now he says, now you have to come to me, come through me to get that same life. I was always the tree of life, but now you're going to come through me to get that. In me is you get both of them. You get both the wisdom and the knowledge and the life. You get the whole package if you go through and into Christ.
And Christ is the wisdom is Christ and knowledge is Christ. It's a person. You have to deal with the person.
Both,
you're right.
Both fruits of both trees are both found in Christ. So I don't know. I was that just all of a sudden I saw that and I said, oh my gosh, he solved it. He solved it in that scripture. He says your longtime pursuit, your lust, your deep passion to find wisdom and knowledge is now found in me. I'm sorry. When I saw that, I just was so excited.
That's terrific, John. That's terrific.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.